Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed Gimel. We are on page 348. Siman Shin Lamed Gimel is Shelo Lefanos Otzer B'Shabbos, not to clear out a storage house on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Otzer Shel Tvua, a storage house of grain, O Shel Kadei Yayin, or of jugs of wine, Afal Pi Shemuter Lehistapik Mimenu, even though you're allowed to make use of the Tvua or the wine on Shabbos, Oser Lehaschil Bo Lefanoso, you're not allowed to begin to clear it out, El Ledvar Mitzvah, unless it is for Dvar Mitzvah. So you're allowed to take the thing that are in the Otzer to use them on Shabbos, you just can't start clearing it out unless it is for a Dvar Mitzvah. What's an example of a Dvar Mitzvah that it's mutter to clear out the Otzer for? Kigon shepino lachnosas orachim olukboa beis hamedrash. Either you need to clear it out because you need room for guests, or you want to set up a place to learn, you want to set up a beis hamedrash, that would be grounds to clear out the Otzer initially on Shabbos. So when you are clearing out for a Dvar Mitzvah, which is permissible, how do you go about clearing it out? If it was a large storage house, then you can clear out five boxes, and each box has three saw, so altogether it will be a total of 15 saw that you clear out. If it's not such a large storage house, it only has five boxes, so mefana mehem arba kupos, then you can only clear out four boxes. Avakulo lo yifana, but you can't clear out all the boxes. Shema yavo lahashvos gumos, you might come to smooth out the holes that are underneath it. Because we're talking about a otzer that is over a dirt floor, and if there's a dirt floor, if you clear it out totally, we're worried you're going to see holes there and you're going to start filling them in, which would be an iser daraisa on Shabbos. The Ramah says, "V'chol shvus shehetiru mishum tzarach mitzvah, any iser derabbanan that they were matir for a tzarach of a mitzvah." And we'll see what the iser derabbanan over here is in clearing out a storage house. Mutar gamkein l'tzarach orachim. It's also permissible to be done for the needs of guests. But who's considered a guest? V'lo mikri orachim elishin es orachu etzlo bebeso. It's only called a guest that you can clear out the otzer for, do another shvus for, if he's someone that's staying in your house for Shabbos. Osha zimen orachim shenes orachu etzel acherim, where you're having over for a suda, someone that is a guest by someone else, but he's coming from out of town. Aval kesha zimen chaveir lisod etzel lumikri orachim, and if you invite your friend from down the block to have a suda with you, that's not called a guest. The eno suudas mitzvah rak suudas rishus, and that does not make the suda into a suudas mitzvah. That would remain as a suudas rishus. So now let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sivkatan Aleph. We said the otzer of tvua or kadayayin, even though you're allowed to benefit from it, zakta Mishnah Berurah l'macholo ulamachol behemto, for your own eating purposes or for the feeding of your animals, she'eno mukta, because the things that are put away for storage that are edible for you or your animals is not mukta. The kaimalon k'Rabbi Shimon, because we hold like Rabbi Shimon, the leis le mukta ela begroros v'tzimukim she'niach liapshem, that Rabbi Shimon holds there is no concept of mukta on edible items unless they are dried figs and dried raisins that you put out to dry. Mishum de dachinu biyadayim, because you push them away with your hands. Velo chazion ad she yisyapshu, as we've discussed, when you have figs and grapes that you're putting out to dry, in the time that they are drying, there becomes a stage where they are inedible. So if you push them away, that's really being pushed away. And there, Rabbi Shimon is moda that there would be an itzer of muktzah kemosha kasa besimin shin yud sif beis, like we learned earlier in simin yud sif beis. Mikomakom im eino rotzel lehistapik menu. But if your goal over here is not to make use and to eat or feed your animals from these things in storage, elo lahaschil bo lefanoso, you're just trying to clear out the area, aser lasos kein ledvar harashus, that is not permissible for only a dvar harashus. Ve'atam, the reason why this is aser is mishum tircha, either because it's burdening oneself on Shabbos, o mishum uvdin l'chol, or a person is doing a weekday activity on Shabbos. So you're allowed to benefit from the items that are there, but you can't start clearing things out. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Bey is Asr Lahaskil. Hainu afilu pachos me'arba v'chamesh kupos. We're talking about if you want to clear it out for Dvar HaRashus, that it's going to be Asr, even if it's less than four or five boxes. Umashma, the implication is dimhischil me'er Shabbos, that if you're not starting out, it's Asr Lahaskil. But if you start already from before Shabbos, shari lefanoso b'Shabbos pachos me'arba v'chamesh kupos afu Dvar HaRashus. Then you would be allowed to clear it out on Shabbos as long long as it's less than 4 or 5 boxes, even for Dvar HaRishus. So you can't start the clearing out, but once the clearing out started from before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos, and then you have the same limitation as you have on Shabbos for Dvar Mitzvah to start it, that you have to make sure it's less than 4 or 5 boxes. Sivkat and Gimel Afanosa to clear it out. Ava Mutter Laso Shvil Beraglov Lakano Lakan Derech Halichoso Vietziyoso Tezel Lohavi Bechal Pinui. What's usher is to start clearing it out, but if you want to just make a path, you want to make a way to walk through by using your foot to push things to the sides as you're walking and coming and going, that would not be considered pinui, and that would be permissible. Sivkatan Dalud, Lidvar Mitzvah, so it's only mutter to clear out the otzer with your hands if it's for Dvar Mitzvah. V'afilu b'inyan sheyesh bo tarach yoser, even if you're going to be doing something to clear it out that has a tremendous burden, it's still mutter. Kigon lahagbiyam, for example, that lift up the boxes, uvashal shalom b'chalono shabakosel, and lower them down in windows in the wall. O lahoridam b'sulamos, or you're going to carry down the boxes down ladders. Ola tautalom migag lagag, or you're going to start carrying them from roof to roof. All the things that you're going to do, lagabi de tircha are mutter, as long as it's for Dvar Mitzvah, and you're allowed to begin clearing out your otzer. Now we said the way you're allowed to clear it out is if you have a lot of boxes, you can clear out 5 boxes of katan hay, velo yoser, not more than 5 mishum tircha because of a tircha. So even though it's for Dvar Mitzvah, and you could start it, but you can't do more than 5 boxes of 3 saw each, vekanal besiv katan aleph. Sivkatan Vav, we said even if it's less than 5 boxes, you can't clear everything. So if there's 5 boxes, you can clear out 4, but you can't clear it all the way out. We're worried you might come to fill in the holes. Hainu shema yire gumos bikarkoyes haotzer. You might see holes on the ground of the storage house. V'yavol hashvosim, and you come to make them equal. V'afilu ein sham elo shalosh o arba kupos aser. Even if you're starting with less than 5, with 3 or 4, it's still going to be aser to clear it all the way down to the floor because of the concern of shema yavol hashvos gumos. The Rambam then told us that any shvus that they matted for Dvar Mitzvah is mutter also for Orachim. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Zayin v'chol shvus ayin simin shin zayin sevhei v'tzarech Orachim sev Katan ches shabal habayis hamizamnam os mitzvah. Because when you invite guests, the balabayis who invites them is doing a mitzvah. U'kmo shamru chazal, like Chazal told us by Avram Avinu, v'gidol la'achdasas Orachim yoser me'akbalas pnei hashchina. It's greater to invite guests over to one's house greater than greeting the face of the Shechina. We see that by Avraham Avinu, we took leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came to visit him, and he went to invite in the 3 guests that he saw. Sivkatan Tes, Aval Kishazimein, we said at the last point in the Ramah, if you just invited over your friend from down the block, that's not considered a Suras Mitzvah. Mikomoko, Min Mazmin Chaveiro Sheyovo L'Chvod HaOreach. But if you do have a real Oreach that's sleeping over at your house for Shabbos, and you invite the friend from down the block to come as an honor for your real guest, Oz Gam Hu Nechshav Koreach L'Inyan D'Shari L'Fanos B'Shvilo, then the guy from down the block who comes to be Mechazig and to honor your real guest, he himself is considered a guest, L'Gabi clearing out boxes for him. V'im Hasuda B'Atzma Hisudas Mitzvah. And if the Suda itself is a Suda's Mitzvah, Vadai Pshita Deshari Lufanos Lufi Cheshbon Kulam. So then obviously you can clear out according to the Cheshbon of each person up to five boxes for each person. Because if you're allowed to clear out for a guest who is the person who is your Cheftzah Shal Mitzvah, certainly if the whole Suda is a Suda's Mitzvah, you can clear out space for each person. I'd like to now read a couple of important Bir Halachas, and that is on page Kuf Ayin Hay. Number 1, the Ramaskol Shema Yavo. It's the end of the skinny lines. So the Mechaber told us the reason why you can't clear out the 5 boxes completely is because then you're going to reveal the dirt floor and you might come to smooth out the holes. I am b'shulta giburim de mitzadei de memirutz of lo chashinam lazeh. So the Shulta Giburim writes that if the floor beneath the otzer is a tiled floor, then we have no concern and you can go all the way down to the ground. But says the Chavetz Chaim, well, anias daiti de zatoi b'pukta l'kama b'simin shin lamed zayin sev beiz u b'hagosham. So the Chavetz Chaim, l'chor, that will be told in the machlokos, we'll see later on between the Mechaber and the Ramah, l'gabi not sweeping. You're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos, obviously, shem yash v'gumos, and there's a beizur machlokos, the Mechaber and the Ramah, is there a gzeira on the tiled floors otu the dirt floor or not? So the Chavetz Chaim is saying over here, l'chor, it'll be the same thing. It will be a machlokos, the Mechaber and the Ramah, if we make a gzeira even on a tiled floor, that you might come to do it on a dirt floor. The next Berlocha says, V'chol shvus shehetiru. From the words of the Ramah, it's mashma that an iser de Rabbanon is mutter l'tzaruch mitzvah. But he points out over here, because of a prima gadam and mishpas ozav, the prima gadam points out, have yodeu, you should know, the lo kol shvus etiru l'tzarech mitzvah. Not all shvusim, not all isure derabanan were matir for tzarech mitzvah, the shvus dafka yesh omrim hetiru l'mitzvah. Because we hold that it's bedafka a double derabanan, telling a guy to do a derabanan, which is a shvus to shvus, that's what's mutter l'dvar mitzvah. Ha shvus l'chud vaday lo, but a regular isa derabanan, one derabanan certainly is not allowed for a dvar mitzvah. El dafka ki hay davna. Dafka in this case that we're discussing over here, Udin Dechol v'kadoma, where all we're addressing is Udin Dechol, or maybe a tircha like we saw in the first Mishabura, so then maybe one derabbanan would be matir. V'ayim b'magin Avram, Shin Zayin Ozayin. So the Bialoch is just clarifying that the Ramah that says over here, V'chol shvush yetiru mishum tzarech mitzvah, not to be taken lightly that every shvus is mutter tzarech mitzvah, normally you need a shvus to shvus. Just in this case, it's a lower grade shvus, it's only because of tircha, or because of uvdudachol, then they were in fact matir for a bar mitzvah. I'd just like to end with one note, back on the page before, across from 348, in Divramaskel Lefanoso, in the Mishaburas of Katan Gimel, we said that you are allowed to make a path with your feet to the two sides as you're walking. That's not called clearing out the Otzer. In note number 3, he writes, V'afshem mutter lasso shvil baraglov. Even though the Mishabura says, the Mechaber says, you can clear out a path with your feet, V'shomz Amar Obach writes, V'mikom mokom nirish she'en lefanos hakol. Even with your feet, you shouldn't clear out every box that's there. V'tzaruch lahashir me'at. You'd have to leave a little bit on the bottom. Shem lo yasa kein. If you're not going to leave a little bit, but you're going to clear out all of them, so then again we're going to be worried that you might bend down and come to fill in the holes and to make the ground level, which would be the Issa Daraisa. So not only is that true when you're clearing out with your hands, Shlomo Zalman says, even if when you're just clearing out things with your feet to make a little path, even then you have to be careful not to go all the way down to the ground. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem the next year with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.